What is your title?
Senior Manager, Government Affairs, State and Local Relations, Amtrak.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
I work with local officials, local elected officials, community organizations, chambers of commerce, state legislators, to make the case that America should be investing in more passenger train service.
And we're seeing that in Illinois, aren't we?
We are. Illinois has always been one of our more progressive states in terms of investing in public transit, including passenger rail. And the reason we're here today is to celebrate that very fact. The train we're riding on today, the Illinois Zephyr, is the first state-supported Amtrak train and the longest running in the United States.
50 years.
That's right. Amtrak was created by an act of Congress to take over the passenger train operations of the private railroads. And as part of that opening sort of year of Amtrak, there was a major cutback. And this train was one of those that was slated to be discontinued. The locals along the route, including the mayors of Quincy and Macomb and Quincy University and Knox College and Western Illinois, fought to keep train service. And they lost in the court, but they won in the legislature, and the state legislature provided money to keep the train going.
What was the court case?
Oh, it was, I don't want to misquote, but there was a federal court case seeking to enjoin, at the time, the BN Railroad from discontinuing this train to join Amtrak. As when the freight railroads joined Amtrak, they got to discontinue all their trains that they were running, and Amtrak would pick up only the ones Amtrak wanted.
Okay. So why do you feel passenger service is important to this part of the state?
I think if we're going to have a vibrant economy and vibrant communities, people need to get around. And everybody doesn't have access to a car, and those people deserve transportation too. College students, folks who are older, folks who just want a pleasant experience, who can get some work done while they're traveling. And as we at Amtrak have shown that we can provide a quality product, the public is responding, and the public has said they want more trains.
There's a climate conference going on this week, a global climate conference. What role does passenger rail play in that?
At Amtrak, we unveiled an aggressive expansion plan in the spring. And part of our argument on why we think we should expand service is that we have some climate goals to meet, and all the data indicate that passenger rail emits less carbon, is less carbon emitting than traveling by the private car. And so to the extent that we can make it easier for people to travel by train, it lessens automobile traffic and helps us meet our climate goals.
How are trains powered, and are you looking at any sort of green energy solutions?
Absolutely. Trains can be powered by several forms. The train we're on right now is a diesel power train. We are powering it with new locomotives that are more fuel efficient. We are actually purchasing new locomotives that will be rolled out across the system. We do also have trains in certain parts of the country that are electrically powered. We've just inked a deal for $7.5 billion to buy 83 new train sets. Those will be powered by a combination of battery, electric, and diesel. So we're looking at different types of technology to reduce our global, our climate footprint.
You mentioned new locomotives. Are you also looking at new passenger cars?
Absolutely. We're pretty excited about the infrastructure deal that's being considered in the Congress right now. In addition to new passenger cars that are about to come online in the spring that the states of Illinois, Missouri, Michigan, and Wisconsin have purchased, Amtrak is going to be purchasing new coaches as well if we get the infrastructure deal through. It'll provide us with the dollars to buy new coaches, sleepers, diners. We're continuing to fix up stations. So over the past several years, as the Congress has indicated support for passenger rail, it's provided us with the dollars to do that. As ridership has grown, it's provided us with the dollars, but the infrastructure deal will provide us with even more money to be even more dramatic in our improvements and purchases of cars and locomotives.
The Quincy to Chicago line, what is the I guess, financial breakdown on that. How much is federal, state, local, or whatever?
Well, in transit and passenger rail transportation, the dollars come to us in from several different categories. Of course, primary is fares that the customers pay to support the service. Also, we receive an operating support from the state legislature to make up the difference between what the customers pay and what it actually costs to run the service. Then there are capital dollars. Capital dollars actually go towards heavy infrastructure like track and stations and cars. So customers on this route in pre-pandemic times paid about half the cost of actually running the train. In terms of capital dollars, most of those dollars come from the state legislature or from the Congress.
Is there still any talk about extending the line beyond Quincy and into Missouri, maybe even down to St. Louis?
Yes. There are interested civic leaders over on the west side of the Mississippi River who would like to see this route extended down to their communities. That's going to require political support from their legislators over on that side of the Mississippi River. And they and Amtrak are going to be in conversations with them about the possibilities.
Are you still looking at adding more lines to new communities in Illinois, such as the Quad Cities?
Absolutely. We would like to set up, we and Illinois DOT are working to establish new service between Chicago and the Quad Cities via Geneseo. We also, as part of Governor Pritzker's capital bill, $275 million was included to set up new service between Chicago and Rockford via Belvedere and Huntley. We are in negotiations with the Freight Railroad now to set that up. So yes, we do want to add more service in Illinois. We're also working with the state of Wisconsin to add more trains between Chicago and Milwaukee.
You're looking to add a line to Peoria?
That is not being considered at this time.
No, I know the ridership has been up this last year. And can you talk to those numbers a little bit on like maybe 2019 to 2021 and how those numbers
are? We in the year prior to the pandemic, Amtrak nationally carried more than 32 million people. We broke a ridership record of all time. Of course, that tanked pretty dramatically in March of 2020 because of the pandemic. Fortunately, as we've seen vaccine uptake, ridership is returning. We're probably at about 75 to 80% of our pre-pandemic levels, still gradually trending up. So we're pretty hopeful. We're actually scrambling to put cars back in service that we had taken offline. And I say cars, I mean like coaches and sleepers that we'd taken out of service because we didn't think that the ridership was going to return as quickly as it did. So we're pretty excited.
Are you still having to fight battles with those who believe passenger rail service should be offered through the private sector?
Not really. There seems to be pretty bipartisan buy-in, especially in the Congress and certainly in states like Illinois and Michigan and Wisconsin, where we have robust service. People have come to realize that good passenger train service is part of having a good transportation system.
What's next? What's the vision for Amtrak in the next 5 or 10 years?
Amtrak's vision for the next 5 to 10 years, we'd like to grow service dramatically. As I'd indicated, we serve about 500 stations in the United States. We want to add about 160 more stations, about 35 new routes we'd like to add, connecting places that we don't go today, and adding more trains on routes that we already serve. The key to success for passenger trains is giving people frequency. It's hard to beat the flexibility of the car. Well, you beat that with giving people more options throughout the day to ride the train, and people respond to that.
The routes you want to add, are you talking just in Illinois or is that national?
This is national. As an example, right now we run 3 trains a day between Chicago, Champaign, and Carbondale. We'd like to up that to 4 trains a day, add an additional departure during the day through there. We want to add more trains between Chicago and Detroit, between Chicago and the Twin Cities. New trains in Colorado, connecting Denver to Colorado Springs and Cheyenne. We want to build a hub out of Atlanta. connecting all the major cities in Georgia, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Alabama. So it's a we ask people, go to AmtrakConnectsUs.com, and you can see our expansion plans.